Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
It's a joy to be with you today. Thank you for joining us at Skies Revival Radio. This is Tom from the Sky Family, and we have a very uplifting and edifying message today on this day of all days where we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus from the dead. He is our hope, and as we are conformed to His death, we will also be conformed to His resurrection. And we shall also be raised up with Christ and inherit an everlasting kingdom. And to that end, we study the Word of God today, that we might be found worthy to inherit that kingdom, that we might be also conformed to Jesus' death, that we might be raised up with Him. Our mission is to turn everyone everywhere back to the Gospels. We want everyone to read them for themselves. We all assume that we know the Gospels, but in fact, the Gospels are the most neglected books of the Bible, and there's a reason for it. And I'll give you one small example found in Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 16. Where Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." As I said, this verse is one small example of why the Gospels are neglected, why we find it difficult to read the Gospels, and that is because this verse and others like it fly in the face of everything that we hold dear. We hold to a profession of faith, but in fact and in practice, we spend our whole life storing up treasure on earth. We seek the things of the world as though there were nothing else. We hold to our worldly possessions as though there were no eternity, as though this verse and others like it didn't even exist. We act in practice as though there were no kingdom of heaven, that Jesus rose from the dead, we don't know where He went, we don't know what the future holds, and we act as though we have only the present to live for. We are caught up in all the things of this world, and it causes us to neglect the things of eternity. And that's what Jesus is addressing here when He says, don't lay up for yourself treasure. Don't store treasure on earth. Don't seek after an earthly treasure, but seek after an eternal treasure. There really is a heaven. It is a place where we will hopefully dwell forever. It is a very real world. And when we leave this earth, we're going to wish that we had spent more time storing up treasure in heaven. We'll never wish that we had spent more time being distracted by video games. We're never going to regret that we didn't spend more time watching more ball games, when we stand before the throne of God, we're going to be wishing we had stored up more treasure for that day. So we're going to examine these things today and see how this verse affects our life. The reality is our life is made up of clinging desperately to the things of the world, to the treasure of the world. We devote all of our time and our energy to pursuing earthly happiness. We seek happiness from security, from money, from a new eye gadget, from our team winning, from getting a new toy, and we run from one thing to another all day long. We are distracted from God by our pursuit of one little pleasure after another all day long. And this is your enemy's mission in your life, to keep you seeking after the world one day after another until you forfeit the joy of the Lord, you forfeit the treasure of heaven in your pursuit of the treasure of earth. And we are constantly distracted from seeking the things that are eternal by seeking worldly happiness. And the inevitable consequence of this is that our life gets drier and drier and deader and deader. We see this all across the U.S. and Canada. We see those professing faith in Christ being dry, being dead, having no light, having no life. And the reason is because we're all caught up in storing up our treasure on earth instead of in heaven. We're all about this present world, and the consequence of being distracted by this world is that we leave off our true treasure, which is Christ. And so in seeking the happiness of the world, even in the rare moments that we obtain some heart's desire, let's say we obtain a new spouse or a new relationship, well, that happiness is very short-lived, isn't it? It's only nanoseconds before we find out that they're just human. And everything that we had hoped for, it really doesn't exist because they're just like everybody else, full of their own faults and flaws and problems. And so we find that this person that was going to make us so happy doesn't make us happy at all. In fact, we're less happy than we were with the last person. And then the emptiness floods back in. The reason for this universal disappointment, this universal letting down in the things that we seek for happiness, is that there is no joy in the world. Joy doesn't come from anything in the world. Joy comes from the presence of God, and it is the only place that it can be found. This is what Jesus is referring to when he says, "Don't store up treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal." That's exactly what he was talking about. We're always getting robbed. Our earthly happiness is always getting stolen. It is so fragile. We look forward to going out to a special dinner, but the food is awful, or the people next to us are obnoxious, or somebody has an infant that is screaming, and so our night that we have looked forward to has been ruined. We look forward to a day on the lake, and as we get all the gear loaded up and we get out there, the engine malfunctions and dies. We look for security in the world and money. We save up a little bit, and then disaster befalls us and is wiped out. I'm sure practically everyone listening understands and has had this happen to them. We store up a little bit, and we're a little bit comfortable, that we got some money put away, and then some horrific thing happens and is totally wiped out. And so there's no happiness in the world. It is fleeting. It is fragile. It comes to nothing. However, joy is found in abundance in Jesus. He is not telling us to give up the treasure of the world so that we'll be empty and miserable. No way. He's trying to get us to exchange the futility of seeking happiness where there isn't any in order to obtain a real joy that is imperishable. He never designed our lives to be devoid of joy. He wants us to be filled up with joy. These things have said that your joy may be complete. You see, the Lord doesn't want you to walk around with tombstones in your eyes like so many Christians do today. He wants us to be full of life and song and praise, joy and thanksgiving. So how do we obtain this joy? How do we store up treasure in heaven? Well, the word says in Galatians that whatever a man sows, he will reap. God is not mocked. If he sows to the flesh, he will reap corruption. But if he sows to the Spirit, he will reap life. Now that means in practical terms, if we seek after the things of the world, we will reap emptiness and we will forfeit joy. That's part of the corruption that we will reap as we sow to the ordinary things of this world. That is, sowing means we seek after them. So we seek for happiness in the world, and what we reap, what we get as a result, is emptiness and no joy. However, if we seek the things of God, we find all joy and all fulfillment. To seek the things of God means simply making God a priority. You see, it's not rocket science. God is not far off. He doesn't require us to sit on mountains with our legs crossed eating goji berries. No, seeking the things of God and finding God means simply making God a priority. Set apart time for God. Set apart time to learn about Him. Make room for God. And that is sowing to the Spirit. Set apart time to read the Word of God. Leave off for a few minutes your pursuit of all the things of this present world that have distracted you from God. Make God a priority and make time for Him. This is becoming revived. This is real revival. When we begin to turn away from seeking this present world to seeking the world that is to come, this is when we are starting to become revived. Start by reading the Gospels. Take the 30-page challenge that we give to people everywhere we go. Read the Gospel of Matthew for yourself. It's only 30 pages long. Read a page a day for a month, and you will find that it is transforming. You'll find that your world is changed as you read the Gospel of Matthew alone. After you spend some time reading the Word of God, spend some time in prayer. Take time to recall your shortcomings. Take time to remember the failings of the day and apologize to the Lord. This is the narrow gate that leads to life. This is the way to enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the way to obtain the mercy of God. It is through repentance, heartfelt repentance, not just words. It's coming to know and understand how we have fallen short. We come to God in humility and we ask Him to forgive us. This is a person who has been reconciled to God, and God is doing a new work in them. Spend some time in prayer. Pray for your family and your friends. I'm talking to you men out there who are listening. The most manly, courageous thing that you could ever do is to put Jesus first. Take your position as the man of the house. Take your God-given position as the spiritual head of your family. Begin to pray for your family as though their lives depended on it. As you do, not only will you begin to see a marvelous transforming of your family, but you will also begin to experience the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord will begin to fill you in a way that you didn't know was possible. And the more you seek the Lord, the more joy you will have. But the joy that you get from seeking the Lord will be different than the happiness of the world. In this regard, the joy of the Lord is not fragile. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. It comes from a source outside the world, the presence of God. The more you turn from the fragile happiness of the world to the solid joys of God, the more you will be filled with life. The more your eyes will start to become lit up with the joy of the Lord, the more God will begin to put a song in your heart. It all comes from seeking the Lord, seeking the place where life is, drinking from the well of salvation. And the more worldly pursuits that you surrender in order to make room to seek the Lord, the more joy you will obtain. And it goes beyond that. He promises that you will actually be storing up eternal treasure. And when you depart from this temporary life and enter into eternity, you'll find that there is treasure waiting there for you with your name stamped on it. It is the result of seeking God and making Him your treasure. The most sensible, rational, and reasonable thing that anyone can do is to make Jesus a priority, seeking the things of eternity. We will never regret the time we spend seeking the Lord while we are on earth, but our hearts will be filled with regret for neglecting the Lord for the pursuit of earthly treasure. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we want to remember that this day, that this weekend, that we commemorate your death and resurrection, that sacrifice that you made for us was to give us brand new lives. It was to make us free from sin, free from the disappointments of this world, to give us a new life that is full of joy, that is eternal and everlasting. We come before you right now to humble ourselves, to ask you to forgive us for neglecting you so often, for running after the treasure of the world and seeking the things of the world instead of seeking the things of God. We throw ourselves at your feet and we ask your mercy and your forgiveness. Please make us new creatures in Christ. Give us a hunger and thirst to seek after you, a thirst for righteousness, that we might make you our priority. Lord, we want you to be first in our lives. And so we ask you forgiveness, we ask for your cleansing, and we ask, Lord, that you would put onto us the robes of righteousness that we might have brand new lives in Christ. Thank you, O God, for this wonderful day where we celebrate your resurrection from the grave. May you fill our hearts with joy unspeakable as we seek the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, the surprising door to radiant life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they're supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Skies Fiery Faith and Fiddles CD, which is available on the Sky Family website or iTunes.
When trials overflow. least as the prophets foretold. A sword cut her heart from what she would behold. Still deeper the wound from the enemy's hand. When strong.